Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Rich, it is 94WIP. And I'll tell you, the pop culture beat the hammer hasn't gone as well for me as the regular beat the hammer.
It's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, 3-9. 3-9. And to the best of my knowledge, no NFL team has ever come back from 3-9 to make the playoffs. So
I have lost a lot.
But there have been NFL teams make the playoffs at 7-9. They might not have come back from 3-9, but they've made it at 7-9. So I guess
season on the line is what you're saying.
I think season is on the line. Season is on the line. And, John, if you look on our screen, you see that our contestant today for Pop Culture Beat the Hammer is Tom in Abington. Tom, good afternoon to you, sir.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Oh, boy.
I feel like I got a shot. I got a shot, Tom.
Honestly feel that way?
I mean, Tom's pretty good, but I don't think Tom's like a maven of pop culture, are you?
I wouldn't call myself a maven, and maybe I'm having an off day, Joe.
Maybe you are. All right, Tom, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to cue the music, and we're going to play a little game we call Pop Culture Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All righty, Tom, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, buddy.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
If I let you win, will you reveal the Muppet thing?
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. How about that?
Okay. All right.
That was really good, Tom.
I like it.
That was clever. What,
I missed the beginning. What was the basis of the question? What song was the basis of your question?
It was based on Michael Phelps' birthday and Sean Andrews. I'm going to get my Michael Phelps on. So maybe the most ridiculous time we've ever had. So,
gotcha. Okay. I got an answer for you at the end.
Okay.
So.
All right, beautiful. We have the hammer is in the soundproof booth. Tom, are you ready to play Beat the Hammer Pop Culture?
I am ready, sir.
Oh, hold on. We have an issue. We have to wait a second. So the soundproof booth is being used. We have this is a first-time thing. It's being used. So Joe is going into another room. We are good. We are officially good.
Are we sure there's not a radio in there?
Well, we're not sure, but
we think there was a radio in there.
We think we're good.
Okay.
We think we're good. So.
Oh, look, he's plugging his ears.
Okay,
I can see him
plugging his ears.
Okay. Wow, he can't hear anyway, so what's plugging his ears?
It's a great point, Tommy. All right, so let's do this. Here we go. Pop Culture Beat the Hammer. You know how it works. 5 questions, 55 seconds. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Which movie won the most recent Academy Award for Best Picture?
For what?
Best Picture.
Best Picture. Pass.
Mark Harmon has starred on this CBS TV show for 17 years. Name it.
CSI.
What speed did the bus in the movie Speed have to stay above for it not to explode?
What speed did it have to stay above?
Correct.
59.
Frank Dennis and Dee Reynolds are characters on what long-running TV show?
Mad Men.
Ryan Reynolds stars as this superhero in this 2016 hit movie. Name it.
Deadpool.
Which movie won Best Picture this year?
This year,
the most recent
Best Picture.
Yep.
I feel like I should know this. John Blank.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Tommy, you're giving him a
hey,
chance
these were
here.
Tough, man. Yeah, these were well, really tough.
Well, then they should be tough for Joe,
they
too.
They will be very
so
tough.
I think we got a chance for a tiebreaker or a
I think
win.
You might
we'll
get
see.
The speed one,
we'll
though.
See. 1-0. We're going to put you on hold.
Woo!
Wave the hammer back in the studio.
Yes, here he comes. Now, he could see us, so I was trying to not react at all.
It's good work by you.
Yeah, we'll see if it has any effect at all. You were sort of spying, Joe. You shouldn't be allowed to watch.
Hello. Well, I couldn't make any specifics out of anything. I wasn't looking for reactions. I was trying to make
you're
sure.
You're not
I...
an expert lip reader? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, I was just trying to see when James waves me back. So, hello.
First time we've had that. The soundproof.
So I went into a room that had the radio on, yes. So I had to turn it down. Then even though I turned it all the way down, it was like coming out so faint. So I put my fingers in my ears and couldn't hear anything.
I believe you.
Thank
I
you.
Believe you too.
I really do.
And my likely 0-for-5 will prove that. But uh-huh. Who knows? Maybe I'll surprise people.
Surprise people.
How did this Tom and Abington guy
this
do?
This Tom fella. How you doing? Yeah. You ready?
Yeah. How do you do though?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Here we go.
Yep.
Question number one. Which movie won the most recent Academy Award for Best Picture?
Pass.
Mark Harmon has starred on this CBS TV show for 17 years. Name it.
CSI.
What speed did the bus in the movie Speed have to stay above for it not to explode?
55 miles an hour.
Frank Dennis and Dee Reynolds are characters on what long-running TV show?
Say the names.
Frank Dennis and Dee Reynolds.
CSI.
Ryan Reynolds starred this superhero in this 2016 hit movie.
Superman. Best Picture was the one that you loved and I watched, and it's pretty good, but not as good as you think it is. Whacked,
saw the movie.
Whacked out family. Messed up stuff. Do I have a chance to win still?
It's an important answer here.
God dang it. Damn.
Whoa!
Is it 1-0?
1-0.
God damn.
Wow, what an embarrassment today across the board.
It's awful. Awful.
Wow.
Awful.
It's like barely even worth the music. Parasite was the name of the movie you were looking for that you saw. You saw it.
John, I just broke my pen.
NCIS is the show that Mark Harmon has been
I
on
just
for
slammed
seven
my
did
pen.
Did you dump yourself?
Yeah. And I also slammed my
pen. He just dumped himself and broke his pen.
And I slammed my pen down and it freaking broke.
NCIS. 17 years Mark Harmon has been on. 50
Joe
miles
guessed,
an hour
how many,
for speed.
How many questions did you guess
Frank
CSI
Dennis
for?
Frank Dennis and D. Reynolds is always sunny in Philadelphia. We could have maybe gotten that.
Wow.
Well, I'm out of playoff contention.
Wow.
You might need to shut this segment down.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Hey, that was sort of momentous, though. Second time ever, Joe's had to dump himself.
Tom and Abington, congratulations.
Joe, Superman Joe? I actually tried to throw this so I could get the Muppet information from you, and I couldn't even throw
wow.
it.
Well, I should have. I mean, Parasite, that's the one I.
You saw the movie.
I saw it.
It was this year.
I saw it. Tom, you caused me to break my pen.
And to dump yourself. I'm very proud of myself today.
Yeah, that is a good job by you, Tom.
Really annoying. Really annoying.
Unbelievable.
No, I'm just annoyed now.
So you should be winnable
today. Close.
I was
close. I could just leave you with an answer for the song?
Sure.
I'll give you a song that no matter who it's sung to, it's about them. How about Happy Birthday?
Okay.
Clever.
All right,
clever
Tom.
Answer.
Tom, get out of here. All right, fine. I'm just turn that off. Turn
Holy
everything off.
Cow.
3-10.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Really aggravates me. But
so we've learned that pop culture is really not
turn
your thing.
The music off.
Hey, happy birthday is a good.
Not that music. Turn the other music off. No, what are you going to do? Well, I lost. Mm-hmm. I mean, I expected to lose, but it's how I lost.
And this was a very winnable one.
It was.
A movie that you have seen. And you talk about, you watch the Academy Awards and take notes.
I know. But James
overlooks
that movie.
You have notes.
Regardless, it was
I know. I messed up.
A question you should have gotten. That was one you should have gotten.
I messed up. Let's go to the
phones. There were a couple questions there. I'm going to call foul. There were a couple questions that I felt were geared to Joe.
Well, first of all, what was geared to me?
The Academy Award question.
Yeah, but I have not asked a single Academy Award question
what
yet.
What was the first question?
Can't, avoid
pop culture.
What was the first question?
That was the first question, the movie one.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. What about the second
one? Our Carmen question was not geared towards him.
I don't know.
Anyone.
What do I know?
I knew you wouldn't know that.
The speed question you think was geared towards him? I mean,
sort of. I thought you would get that.
But what was it? What
because 50? You talk about Sandra 50? Bullock 50. In Speed all the time.
I was in love with her walking out of that movie.
Yeah.
Totally in love with her.
Like, you thought he might get that,
I thought
right?
he would, yeah. I definitely thought
he'd
totally get
Parasite. Thought you could get
I thought he would get all it, right. But I can't. I got to do questions that are fair for everybody, you know?
I think James has done a great job with the questions. I just didn't get them. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt Satterton. Matt, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for the call.
It's going well,
well
Matt.
You called us.
I want to get on this.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I want to get on this Sean McVay and Doug Peterson debate.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm a diehard Rams fan. I just think that Sean McVay seems to be unfairly slandered a lot, especially in Philadelphia. So, Joe, I'd like to ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
So what do you think, who's a better player, Goff or Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
Okay. So Sean McVay has more wins so far with Jared Goff. Last 3 years, who has played in a tougher division, Rams or Eagles?
Certainly last year was the Rams. Prior years, for the most part, it's been the Rams. The Redskins and Giants have stunk.
Okay, so Sean McVay has had more wins in the last 3 years than Doug Peterson. How do you think Doug Peterson handled losing Frank Reich as his offense coordinator?
Not well.
So Sean McVay lost because recently a caller actually called in and said, I guess Matt LaFleur was on that Super Bowl or the Super Bowl losing team, but with Sean McVay, he actually left the year before that offseason to go to Tennessee. So Sean McVay has lost his offensive coordinator in back-to-back years after 2017 and after 2018, and has had winning seasons after.
Matt,
there is no question that Sean McVay is the reason that offense is creative and explosive. There's no question.
You don't think it was about Todd Gurley? Like a huge part of it was Todd Gurley. And by the way,
when was Todd Gurley last?
Well, look
good?
What he did. Look,
well,
what
he was
did
last
with
good
Steve
at
Anderson.
The end of 2018. I mean, he played. I think he got injured in that Eagles game.
And they have been handing the ball to not Todd Gurley for the majority of the last two seasons.
They're
right?
not exactly explosive. One season.
Two seasons.
One season in like three games. It's
they've been limiting
seasons.
Him. They've been limiting.
No, he got hurt. He got hurt near the very end of 2018. Look, Matt, here's the deal. I'm going to make it real simple for you. You can bring up and have all these questions, and you're not wrong on some of these points. But twice they've played in Sean McVay's home stadium, and twice Doug Peterson has gone in there and the Eagles have won. So, I mean,
I don't think that's a fair argument. So is Doug Peterson a better coach than Bill Belichick?
No.
He was a neutral site.
No, he's not.
But I never think that's a fair argument to kind of say, oh, you know, they won the head-to-head.
Right.
Just look what Sean McVay has done the past 3 years. He turned a franchise around that.
Matt,
Sean McVay is an incredible coach.
Years. He's a good
Matt,
coach.
I agree with
he's
you.
He's not incredible.
100%.
Okay.
And in all fairness, I love Doug Peterson. I think Doug Peterson is a great coach, and he's done wonders with the Eagles. And when Carson Wentz is healthy, I think he gets Carson Wentz playing well, you know, especially towards the end of the season. But I never understand this Sean McVay slander.
All right. Matt, what do you got here? Give me a song. I can hear your point.
I think that's an important call right there.
Give me a song.
I'd say Toto by Rosanna.
Good one, Matt.
The other way around, Rosanna by Toto. Yeah.
Rosanna by Toto. That was interesting. Because we don't hear a lot of people who are like Rams fans ever.
No, and frankly,
and the fact that you're saying Sean McVay is on this list because you think he's handsome, it really is a slap in the face.
Well, that's part of
Sean
it.
Sean McVay is a he's incredible. Like, we've never seen anything like his ability to recall plays and do that thing.
Oh, get over it. My God.
It is. Have you ever listened to, like, interviews with this guy? Like, where Doug is not allowed to talk by the team, Sean McVay gets up there and everyone is, like, sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for the next word because it's fascinating.
It's like listening to Mozart play music. It just
honest to God, it is.
Oh, it really is. It's like watching Einstein write. It's something. Jody Cameron, John Rich.
I don't know if it's writing.
It probably wouldn't be too fun to watch Einstein write. Yeah. I didn't mean Einstein. I meant Shakespeare. I said the wrong guy.
I was wondering. I was like, I said the weird one.
Said the wrong guy. Hey, Ross Tucker at 12:45 with us today. Jody Cameron, John Rich on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.